Brief for a designer to redesign creativity and wellbeing week assets. Prepared by the Culture Health and Wellbeing Alliance and London Arts and Health. Application deadline 12 p.m. Monday the 5th of January 2026. Fee £1,000. Purpose. The Culture Health and Wellbeing Alliance and London Arts and Health are looking for a designer to create our Creativity and Wellbeing Week assets for usage over a three-year period from 2026 to 2029. This will include an overarching visual or brand identity, digital posters and social media, banner and PowerPoint presentation templates. Background. The Culture Health and Wellbeing Alliance is the national membership organisation for Creative Health for England. We use creative health to mean any creative or cultural activity that supports health and or well-being. London Arts and Health is the leading sector support organisation, advocate, expert and go-to agency for innovation in London's creative health sector. We aim to support the growth of the sector by incubating solutions to the challenges in creative health, bring these to realisation and make them scalable, affordable and equitable. The Culture Health and Wellbeing Alliance and London Arts and Health are seeking support to redesign the Creativity and Wellbeing Week promotional assets. The website hosts all the content for the national festival, Creativity and Wellbeing Week, such as the events, blogs and news items. It is a collaborative platform where organisations and practitioners in the sector can upload events and blogs and use the festival assets from the website to participate in the festival. Creativity and Wellbeing Week was established in 2012 by London Arts and Health to celebrate the work of creative health practitioners and bring the creative health community together. In 2019, the Culture Health and Wellbeing Alliance partnership extended Creativity and Wellbeing Week into a national festival. In 2025, 350 events reached an audience of many thousands in person and online. Creativity and Wellbeing Week brings national organisations together for common goals and is a key catalyst for diversifying creative health leadership, using social media events and blogs to spotlight global majority and disabled leadership and collaborate with social justice specialists. Evaluations since 2019 consistently suggest members' experience of Creativity and Wellbeing Week is very positive, but they need more help to amplify their work and leverage strategic support. Deliverables. We are looking for a designer who can work collaboratively with us to develop assets for promotional use across social media and the Schwa, London Arts and Health and Creativity and Wellbeing Week websites for the next 3 years. This will involve the following elements. An overarching visual identity for Creativity and Wellbeing Week, which can be applied to the following. Website pages, banners to promote headline events and posts for blogs and articles, social media templates, digital and printed posters, PowerPoint presentation templates, website and app banners, digital event badges, and printed A5 flyers. 2. An evergreen approach to the graphic design work to ensure relevance and adaptability over the three-year cycle, factoring in the colour schemes of the Schwa, London Arts and Health and Creativity and Wellbeing Week logos. Users. All of the assets will be utilised for promotional purposes by Schwa, London Arts and Health event organisers, organisations and individuals who want to disseminate information around the festival. The audience using these assets is extremely varied, and we will need to develop a design that feels accessible and relevant to people working in health, social care and arts contexts. It's also vital that we work to high standards of accessibility in relation to disability and neurodivergence. We would like clear continuity throughout the designs, whilst reflecting the celebrative nature of the festival and relevant to the type of content displayed on each individual asset. Creativity and Wellbeing Week in previous years has been thematically focused to inform the design of the assets. For 2025, the theme was New Horizons, to encourage curiosity and listening throughout the creative health sector. The idea of the horizon is portrayed throughout the various iterations of the 2025 assets, which we have shared below solely to give you an idea of the type of messages we are trying to communicate and the continuity in style. as the assets will be used for three festivals across a three-year period, a broader thematic approach that considers the intersection of the arts, culture, creativity and health would need to be considered in order to be representative of creative health sector-wide. Posters. The poster requirements are an A4 PDF format with applicable dimensions for both a digital and print version, highlighting the logos of the organisers, Schwa and London Arts and Health and Creativity and Wellbeing Week, funders, date of the festival and a call to action to take part. The hashtag Creativity and Wellbeing Week will continue to be used to ensure the legacy of the festival content remains accessible amongst our audience, alongside the implementation of a QR code on the print version for direct access to the Creativity and Wellbeing website. Social media. The social media assets will be utilised across Instagram, LinkedIn and Blue Sky using a 4-5 aspect ratio. 1,080 × 1,350 pixels for content across all platforms. The assets will require flexibility across the design to cover a variation of text and image-based content within the scope of the brand identity, as demonstrated within our 2025 coverage. Promotional Creativity and Wellbeing Week posts, shown below. Instructional posts, shown below. Event posts. Event posts disseminate the details of both headline events organised by Schwa and London Arts and Health in collaboration with other organisations and practitioners, and events hosted by our key partners across the UK throughout the week. Spotlight posts. The spotlights are shared as a collaborative post across Schwa and London Arts and Health socials to highlight the work of specific practitioners and organisations across the sector, with a call to action to access the attributing blogs on the Creativity and Wellbeing Week website for more information. They're intended to be text light with an emphasis on images in both landscape and portrait format. Organiser badges. Badges for event organisers to utilise across their social media posts and web-based platforms to showcase their events and participation in Creativity and Wellbeing Week. We want these badges to help galvanise the sector to get involved and disseminate their events with a vibrant and accessible redesign. Banners. Event banners. The banners are for promotional use on Eventbrite to advertise our headline events. The design needs to remain consistent across the event social media posts. The PowerPoint presentation templates will be used exclusively for headline events also, with slide design and font style for headings and body text representative of the brand identity formalised throughout all assets. Website banners. Website banners are used for header images in apps such as LinkedIn and YouTube, as well as web page headers. A variation of designs is required to allow for more usability. Person specification. We would like to work with someone who is interested in design that feels vibrant and professional yet accessible. The applicants should be a good communicator, comfortable working independently as well as collaboratively, experienced in creating inclusive designs in relation to heritage, disability and neurodivergence, experienced in working with clients from different sectors, ideally interested in the relationship between creativity, culture, health and well-being. Access. This is a remote working role. We are ready to adapt our working processes in discussion with applicants. Please let us know about any access needs we can support. How to apply. We would like to receive between 2 and 4 relevant examples of your work, a biography or CV. Please confirm in your application that you'd be able to complete this work between the 8th of January and the 6th of February 2026. We are committed to ensuring our organisation is as diverse and representative as possible and are using the Ink Arts Unlock tool to support this recruitment process. We particularly want to encourage applications for people identifying with any of the protected characteristics as defined in the 2010 Equality Act or who are from less affluent socioeconomic backgrounds. Email to apply: applications@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk. Fee. The fee is a total of £1,000, including VAT where applicable, which will be payable in 2 tranches upon receipt of invoice, the first on appointment, the second on completion. The fee is the total amount available for this work, and so must include all time, materials, costs, and other expenses incurred. This is an output-based contract, but we would not expect the contractor to exceed 4 days of work. Timeline. Please send us your application by 12 p.m. on Monday, the 5th of January, 2026. We will let you know of our decision by Thursday, the 8th of January, 2026.